Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey, hey,
all right. Yes, this is the one place we give you the entertainment news just the way you like it, sweet and spicy.
Ooh.
That's right, baby.
I like that. Oh,
yeah.
And to provide the sweetness, we turn to our fabulous crew there in Atlanta. Hello, guys.
What's up,
hello, darling.
Hello.
How art thou?
We are good.
Later in the show, Tom Brady got somebody fired.
Oh?
And, and Justin Timberlake is making his wife sleepy. All the details later in the show. But right now, Brad, what do you have for us?
Well, Frankie Frank, today's rumors have been swirling that Cardi B and Offset are back together, y'all. Now, reports are saying that allegedly Offset was able to convince Cardi to take him back by making some major changes. A new cell phone number that only Cardi and business associates have. And he's also promised no more groupies. Offset's barring any female fans from being near him at all. Now, that rule will be tested sure enough because both Cardi and Migos will be in Atlanta for Super Bowl events, and we know that them groupies, honey.
Oh, they're coming out in the
Danny Street.
It's like Easter for them.
Okay, listen.
Nice day with the groupies.
I know, and that gets you in trouble.
Exactly.
I go home, and I don't get in trouble.
So I could leave. Like, Offset's going to have to leave
you
early
leave with
and
me.
Go home.
Yeah,
right. What's important is that he's going to have to look like he's making an effort.
He should not be able to come to Super Bowl.
Now, I mean, anything group, he's done.
These guys are training right now. They're doing splits. They're twerking at home. They are getting their mouth juiced up.
Baby, they do that when they're ready
for the Super Bowl, y'all.
Super Bowl weekend
and All-Star
weekend brings out the best and brightest when it comes to thoughts.
She should take him back at all from the start. He's a cheater. And that telephone that he got for her only and business, that's a lie. He got another damn phone that's for the train.
I got two.
Well, let's be honest, Gary. I mean, obviously, Cardi B could not be in a relationship that's normal. That'd be boring for her. I think, obviously, what I know about Cardi B, she likes the excitement. I mean, this turmoil in the relationship is what they dig and what gets them going.
Well, check this out, Frank. Allegedly, Cardi tweeted, then quickly deleted a message that said reconciliation rumors weren't true. So what y'all think? Are they back together or nah?
I think it's going to take some time, but I think they'll eventually get back together because she's going to want Offset in that baby's life, and Offset really is trying.
Yes. She's the queen of throwing us off, y'all. She was all the way 5 months pregnant and was like, let a bitch eat when she wanna eat. She was pregnant. So she's like, you on
your way.
I'm just full right now. I'm not pregnant.
is Cardi B.
Well, today we have to wish a very happy birthday to Justin Timberlake. Yes, he's no longer a pimply-faced member of a boy band.
Happy
he's now
birthday.
A man of the woods.
He's bringing wrinkles back. How old is he now? Is he 40?
Listen, this may make you feel old. Justin Timberlake, 38 years old.
Oh, wow.
No way.
I know.
38?
So,
really?
He was in New York last night with his wife, Jessica Biel, and they decided to hit the town to party. You know, it's his birthday. Let's
nice.
Celebrate, and we'll take a look.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
I'm just preparing for our big night out.
Now, at first when I saw that, I was like, oh, this was after they partied and maybe she drank a little. This was before they even
this
went
on the
out.
Way to the restaurant.
Sometimes you gotta do that, though. Like, you know,
yes.
if you had a long day, you gotta take that little cat nap on the way to where you're going.
Please, disco nap.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I get a cat nap before dish while Sophie doing my face. I'll be like, there.
You sure?
Knocked out.
I have slept on the way to the club before.
Me too.
Mm. This is how it is for couples.
Have you ever fallen asleep someplace that you maybe normally fall asleep and took a quick nap?
I mean, in the club.
In the club.
I fell asleep in the club before.
Girl, I have
That's
to.
Not
yes.
called falling asleep. That's called
to.
Passing out. For different.
You get the best sleep in the club and in church.
Because
it's the best.
Good. Oh, church is
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the
when
best.
The preacher preaches.
Yes.
Yeah. Not when the choir sings.
Yes, exactly. Put the Bible in your lap and act like you going
that
in.
That is so funny.
All right, y'all, we're moving on. Nick Cannon is in hot water with fans after a recent sit-down on his podcast, Cannon's Class, in which he made some pretty controversial remarks about interracial dating, and fans are now blasting the comedian on social media.
Oh,
take a look.
White women are looked at as success.
Yes.
In America, we see a white woman, I couldn't have you. My daddy mm-hmm. couldn't have you. My granddaddy couldn't have you. Mm-hmm. I would get killed even looking at mm-hmm. you. So now, if I play for the NBA, I want them all.
If you can give up on a black woman so easily, you don't deserve no other woman. Selfish black brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Selfish, who want to come together with a white woman as an individual as though she is the epitome of greatness. She's the most beautiful. She has the best hair. She has the best everything. No, I think I take some brown sugar over some white cancer-causing sugar any day.
I can't have both.
After the clip started circulating, the internet started going crazy. One person on Twitter wrote, Nick Cannon said black men like white women because they make them feel empowered as a man. You little weak-ass bitch. And all the black men that agree.
It don't matter what y'all say about that man, okay? He gets to the bag ever since he was a child. And he has a lot of money and income coming in. And he was married to my best friend. So he likes women of different cultures. He's dated white women. He's dated. Like,
that's
get out
how
of
we
here.
Should all feel.
He put himself in the line of fire when he specifically said, not that I want to date a white woman because I'm attracted to her, I love her, she's sweet to me, but because now I got money, now I can do it. That is what got everybody enraged
right.
as far as the black
his
people.
His dad couldn't, his grandpa
you can't
couldn't,
say
his great-grandpa couldn't.
And did not want us to clap
but
back.
What about maybe they didn't want him?
He's saying once he got to a particular financial status, then he wanted a white woman. But if you are naturally attracted to a white woman, that's what we're saying is okay.
But no, maybe they didn't want him before he got the money.
Don't wait till you get rich, then you say, oh, now
right.
I can have her because
exactly.
she's going to take me now because
yeah,
I got
now,
a lot of
now I'm good enough.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
isn't that
we
what the old...
That. We didn't say that.
Isn't that what the old white racist would have said? That if he sees a black man with a white woman, that he's just got a trophy? I mean, and then he's saying that Nick Cannon's confirming that, yes, when we get to a certain level, we're getting trophies handed. I mean, we'll
yes,
get a trophy.
That,
so
are
they
exactly
both agreeing
why,
with each other?
And like, that's why what Nick Cannon said is getting so much backlash.
Like, even white guys upgrade their white chicks when they get money.
Hell yeah, we do. You gotta watch. Well, this is a case of taking football too seriously. A TV news producer, I guess, put on the chyron. Now, if you don't know what a chyron is, it's where someone's on television and then they put that little label below them saying, here's their name and here's what they do.
Uh-huh.
Well, Tom Brady was on the screen. And so they put, here's Tom Brady, and below that they put known cheater.
Yeah.
What happened to that guy who runs that machine called the Chyron machine? Well, he was fired.
Oh, of course.
Why?
Because
right,
they say
wasn't
that,
he a cheater?
I mean, he was suspended for the first four games of this season for Deflategate, and so the NFL did recognize that there was a little something going on.
Yes.
So to put that up there is not technically lying, but it is an opinion that is not really journalistic. You're supposed to be unbiased. So whether you believe he's a cheater or not a cheater, this wasn't about that. So this guy
but
got
But he was
canned.
Actually found guilty of cheating.
I mean, 35 of the 50 states are rooting for the Los Angeles Rams in
yeah,
the Super Bowl. So
buddy.
We all kind of have this, you know, hatred or want for the Patriots. Patriots to lose. And Tom Brady being the GOAT, I will say that. He is the greatest of all time. Five rings, one on every finger.
The goofiest of all time.
I mean, it's okay to make fun of somebody when they're on the top. I mean, I saw an interview that Tom Brady did with a little kid, and the little kid says, what do we do about haters? And Tom Brady turned to that kid and goes, we love them. And I thought that was a great answer to a little kid. It's like, you know, we embrace them and we love them. And I was like, you know what, Tom? I don't want to hate you, because you're such a good guy.
He's a daddy. That's what he's got, that daddy. Hey, we love them.
So Tom Brady should call this station and say, listen, hire that guy back. You know, he was just trying to be funny. And
yeah,
it was
he
funny.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Up next, find out why The Rock is not so tough when it comes down to his ex. We'll tell you more after the break. Dish Nation.
What's up, people? I want to share with you about a new app I discovered that I can't seem to stay off of. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. A non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. A simple and intuitive, clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way. What I like about Robinhood is other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission-fee trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Easy to understand charts, market data, place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. You can learn how to invest as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, and track favorite companies with personalized news feeds and custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. So sign up at nation.robinhood.com. That's nation.robinhood.com.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, Brett, your boo, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, just got checked, honey.
Oh.
What?
That's right. You might need to load him up.
What you mean, checked?
Well, recently, The Rock sat down with his ex-wife, Danny Garcia, on Good Morning America to discuss their new film, Fighting With My Family, and the secret to their working relationship. Take a look.
How have you turned a marriage that didn't quite work out into this absolutely beautiful professional partnership?
Would you like therapy to answer that?
For real?
Friendship. Friendship, yeah. and the expansion of wanting what's best for everyone. Wanting what's best in his life, wanting what's best in my life, Hiram's life.
Now, Dwayne and Danny's daughter, Simone, is following her father's lead, training to be in the WWE.
You know, I had Simone when I was 29, and
I had Simone, but you were there as well.
When I birthed the baby, yes, thank you. When Danny had Simone, and I was fortunate enough to be her father.
Whoa, Danny, I thought you was going to be able to go in there and check her, but until I seen them guns.
No, I don't think I'm strong enough.
I don't think so either. When I never seen him with security.
No, okay, I'm trying to tell you.
Woo.
She got strong features.
She does.
Yes, she does.
But you know what? It's cool that they can have this type of relationship after being married, because most ex-husband and wives, they can't even be in the same room, more or less do business together and be friends.
Yo, but that's a dope sign of a dude who's like, you know, not bitter in a relationship, to like, to be able to level up your ex.
So what about y'all? Could y'all ever work with an ex?
Yeah, I
could.
You could?
Depending on which one it is. Depending on how the relationship ended.
A long-term ex, Gary, not a fling.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
do you have a long-term ex?
No.
Let's ask Craig. Okay. He seems like he's had stable relationships.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, I never break up with people. I'm a drifter. Like, I start texting you less.
So you got a lot of heartbroken women out here.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Do you do that too, Brett? You seem like a drifter too.
I have never called anybody and been like, it's over.
I put on my running shoes. Hey, nice knowing you.
Anyway, y'all, the sixth god is still out here showering blessings on employees at McDonald's. Now, reportedly, a USC student spotted Drizzy at the fast food restaurant and captured the moment he gave two employees a stack of $10,000 each.
What?
No.
Yeah. You even tip at McDonald's?
No.
Yeah. It wasn't a tip, honey.
What he gave it up for?
It was tuition.
Like, if somebody gave you $10,000, you work at McDonald's, you coming back tomorrow?
Nope. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there hasn't been any more details given in terms of who the employees are or why Drake even gave him the wad of cash, but he did post a photo of himself at McDonald's with the caption, M's. You know, that's kind of cool to see him still doing it when he has nothing to promote. Because sometimes you do that when you got something coming out and you want people to put you in there.
Right.
But, you know, he's blessed.
Can you imagine if you the one who called out and had somebody fill in for you?
Okay.
And that could have been your $10,000.
It would have been a fight the next day.
Well, okay. I'd be like, girl, you owe me at least $5,000.
Bitch, I'll let you work for me.
You should have came in then, niece.
No, see, wanted to get your ass whooped.
Okay, look, guys, I just want to take a quick moment to give a fan shout out to John Burke in Omaha, Nebraska. He's a mega fan who loves Dish Nation and took the time to make this cool wood carving for us.
That is so
beautiful. How cool is that?
John, we just want to let you know that we love you and thanks for watching. Also, guys, John is a veteran, so thank you for your service, John.
Oh, thank you. Yes, honey. Well, all right, honey. Coming up, Beyonce and Jay-Z want you to stop the beef. We'll tell you all about this after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, you Jay-Z and Beyonce fans, y'all need to get excited because the Carters are offering to change your life if you change your diet.
Oh,
really?
Yep. According to reports, the pair have partnered with Marco Borges and the 22 Days Nutrition Greenpoint program to give some of their fans some incentives if they give up meat. Now, here's how this works.
Okay.
Now, if you sign up on a Greenpoint website, you can enter to win a contest that will reward the winner with free concert tickets to see Jay-Z and Beyonce for life. That is one show per tour for up to 30 years.
What? Okay.
Please, girl.
No, for real, I might go vegan after PJ.
I was...
Because do you know how much money I have spent on the Carters to this point?
Huh, yeah.
Because every single time they have a concert, I'm like, I ain't paying for that. I ain't going. I seen her. And every single time, I end up spending my money and going again.
I wish the hell I would give up, honey, meat for a concert damn ticket. How much it costs? You know how much lettuce and spinach and all that green stuff costs? It costs more than they ticket.
Not hell, it costs almost $1,000 to go to a concert.
The food at Whole Foods, that food is high.
That's the problem. You shopping at Whole Foods.
Well, that's in my neighborhood.
Exactly.
So. Oh, yeah, I can only go in my neighborhood, so I don't know where else to go.
You don't have a car to drive?
No, but I ride the doggone market.
You a damn lie. Range Rover.
I wish I would see you on a train.
let me tell you one thing about Whole Foods. They don't have a MARTA stop next to them.
Hello.
You don't want us finding that.
Hello. Okay.
I have to walk the rest of the way.
But here's the pump fake, though. Like, Jay-Z is almost 50. Do you think he'll still be doing shows in even 20 years?
Thank
you. Hell yeah.
Really?
He doing them now at 50.
Guess 80's the new 40.
That's right.
Gary, now, okay, fine. You won't do it for Beyonce and Jay-Z because you're always hating on them. But what about if Diana Ross had it?
No, not with this body.
You say you wouldn't stop eating meat, but would you stop eating beef?
No.
What about your vitamin D?
Of course not. I gotta have my vitamin D to deal with y'all.
I know.
And I only get that once a month because the vitamins are expensive.
What did you just cop to?
This boy is crazy.
All the time, okay?
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Need an all-in-one bag to carry around? The Sea Wonder tote and pouch matching combo is perfect. It's good for organizing and carrying everything you need. It's available in 7 styles with a variety of solids and prints. You can tote it all in this bag, big and small.
Now, this is nice, Brad. Ooh.
And you know what else is nice about this bag, Gary?
What?
It has a tan-lined interior, all-over print, double handles, lobster claw clasps, signature sea hardware, and gold-tone hardware, darling.
Wow.
Dang, Brad, I need one of these. How much is it?
Well, get ready, y'all, because usually the Sea Wonder handbag and pouch bundle would cost you $176. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Oh,
my God.
That's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Yo, after the break, we got a story that might change the way you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night forever. See you in a minute. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Now, this next story, in the words of Gary, baby, is gonna have you never, ever, ever, ever going to the bathroom at night without turning on the light again, okay? Mm. Because a woman from Australia got the shock of her life when she went to the bathroom for a late night deposit. And let's say she was not alone like she thought she was, y'all. Take a look.
Sharp tap on my bottom, along with some pain.
A sharp tap on the bottom, if you couldn't make that out. It turns out that sharp tap was actually a bite from a python that had been curled up in the toilet bowl.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay, oh my God.
Well, I guess I'm waiting to get bitten by one because I sit on the toilet to pee.
We know you want a snake
you
up
wait.
Your
You be like, Merry Christmas, okay?
Long as don't bite me.
Happy New Year.
Are you over there booking flights?
Yeah.
Why didn't it, like, really bite her? Why did it just, like, little, you know, it's like, love.
She looked like she had a little booty. You probably didn't have enough to clamp on to.
He couldn't get in there.
He had to bang it good.
She didn't seem like she was worried or stressed at all.
I would have
a little nip and a little pain.
Yeah.
Girl, can you imagine sitting on the toilet and looking down at that?
I would have died.
Baby, ambulance.
Yeah.
I think we got a sequel on our hands, though. Samuel L. Jackson. I'm tired of these snakes in the drain. Dig it. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.